KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have clear skies. It's 7 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today with a high around 12. Winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, putting a bite in the air as low as 30 degree below wind chill factor. In fact, there is a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today for Cass and most of our area counties. And for the far west and southwest counties, that wind chill advisory will expire at 10 a.m. In the news, schools, businesses, and organizations remained closed or opening late this morning because of the Arctic cold front that's descended upon eastern Nebraska and most of Iowa. The National Weather Service's temperatures will be about 10 to 20 degrees below average in the northern and central plains today. Wind chills as low as 30 below zero were expected in some spots. The extreme cold could keep both states in a deep chill Friday as well. The Weather Service is warning that icy roadways and sidewalks are possible because of the rapidly falling temperatures overnight, so surfaces that look wet may indeed be icy. Several, in fact, most of the area schools in our KJAN listening area are starting late this morning. There's a two-hour late start for the Atlantic Community School District with no Atlantic School Foundation meeting this morning. ACGC, AHSTW, and Audubon are all 2 hours late. Also, no morning activities for Audubon. Bedford, Boyer Valley, Cam, Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, and Creston are all 2 hours late. Denison Schleswig is 2 hours late. No morning preschool today for Denison Schleswig. East Mills has a 90-minute late start. Exira EHK is 2 hours late. Fremont Mills is 90 minutes late this morning. Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Lenox, Logan Magnolia, and Missouri Valley, along with Nottoway Valley, are all 2 hours late. There's a 2 hour late start today for Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Red Oak, Riverside, Shelby County Catholic, as mentioned, Southwest Valley Schools, and there's no morning preschool for Southwest Valley District today. Stanton, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood are all 2 hours late with no morning preschool at Underwood. There's a 2 hour late start at West Central Valley with no morning preschool. Woodbine is 2 hours late. Also, there will be no classes this morning for the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y, and no classes this morning for the Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool. Atlantic Head Start will have a 2 hour late start. Southwestern Community College has classes and offices opening at 9 a.m. today. Elsewhere in the news, Governor Kim Reynolds said Wednesday that she cannot comment on allegations in a lawsuit filed by six former employees at the state-run Glenwood Resource Center.
At this point, I'm going to be very careful on what I say.
According to a Des Moines Register report, the lawsuit accuses the center superintendent of using tax dollars to buy pornography and other items for a sex study. Former employees say the intellectually disabled residents at the facility were treated like guinea pigs in the experiments. Reynolds told reporters she is consulting with the state's attorney general on the case.
You know, my priority is to make sure that I'm protecting the state's interest as well as the residents in Glenwood.
Reynolds fired Glenwood superintendent in late December. Last June, she fired the head of the Department of Human Services director who had hired Glenwood's superintendent. But Reynolds has said many factors were involved in that decision, and the details behind Foxhoven's dismissal, Jerry Foxhoven that is, will come out eventually. Foxhoven has sued the state over his firing. In November, the U.S. Department of Justice launched an investigation into allegations of patient abuse at the Glenwood Resource Center. Well, Cass County Health System reports they've been awarded a three-year term of accreditation in mammography as the result of a recent review by the American College of Radiology. Mammography is a specific type of imaging test that uses a low-dose X-ray system to examine breasts. A mammography exam, called a mammogram, is used to aid in the early detection and diagnosis of breast diseases in women. The ACR Gold Seal of Accreditation represents the highest level of image quality and patient safety. It's awarded only to those facilities meeting the American College of Radiology's practice parameters and technical standards after a peer review evaluation by board-certified physicians and medical physicists who are experts in the field. Image quality, personal qualifications, personnel qualifications, facility equipment, quality control procedures, and quality assurance programs are assessed in that accreditation process. The findings are reported to the ACR Committee on Accreditation, which subsequently provides the practice with a comprehensive report that can be used for continuous practice improvement. The February session of the Healthy You will be held Thursday, February 27th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital here in Atlantic. The program, Health Benefits of Walking, will be presented by Kathy Denning, MBT. Denning has been practicing physical therapy for over 22 years and specializes in postural asymmetries, orthopedics, chronic pain, and pediatrics. She graduated with her B.S. in biology from Briarcliff College and her master's in physical therapy from St. Ambrose University. Healthy You will be offered at noon on February 27th. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in CCMH Conference Room Number 2, located inside the main entrance to the hospital. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required, though, as a meal is provided for all attendees. Call 712-243-7479 to make your reservation. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the southwest part of the state was dealt with a double blow at the announcement Tuesday of layoffs at two manufacturing plants in the area. The Eaton Corporation confirmed that its Shenandoah plant will be closing sometime this year. Shenandoah Chamber and Industry Association Executive Vice President Greg Connell says the news of Eaton's closing is no surprise, considering the company's mass layoffs 4 years ago this month of 250 employees.
And then, you know, we were told later that they were going to continue some gray iron machining with, you know, maybe 50, 60 employees. And we were told that would probably last 6 months. So we're glad it lasted 4 years, but that doesn't lessen, you know, the impact.
While losing the rest of the company's workers is tough, Connell is already working on luring another company to the Eaton facility.
You know, we're positive about the future. We are showing the Eaton building in the next few weeks to an out-of-state company that's looking to potentially locate here. And, you know, I can't provide any more information than that, but it's a positive that we need to look at, even in the face of this negative news right now.
Officials with Red Oaks American Hydraulics plant also announced Tuesday that 56 workers are being laid off at that facility. Shauna Silvius with the Montgomery County Development Corporation says the focus is now on finding new jobs for the idled employees.
That obviously is our number one. We want to keep these families together without any hiccups as best we can. We want to get those folks reemployed, employed into meaningful employment and positions that they can grow in. And sometimes it's an opportunity for other people to retrain and pick up some new skills and enter a different career field.
Sylvia's hopes her agency can turn a negative situation into a positive one.
We know many of our employers are looking for quality workers, so, you know, it can be a win-win. It's hard when it hits at first, and I guess the goal is for us all to wrap our arms around all these people, love them where they are, and try to help them and their families get transitioned into something new.
And the Montgomery County Development Corporation is hosting a Red Oak Hiring Fair event next Friday, February 21st, from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Southwestern Community College's Red Oak campus. Iowa Workforce Development Services will be available at the event, as well as other information for those displaced workers. The Atlantic High School Counseling Office and Iowa College Access Network, or ICANN, will offer a free presentation on February 20th on career and college readiness. The presentation is for all sophomores, juniors, and their parents. It offers both students and parents a chance to receive help with any questions pertaining to career and college planning, financing college, and life after high school. The program will be divided into two parts, college planning, which is from 6 until 7 p.m. that evening, and financing for college from 7 until 8 p.m. Both, again, will be held on Thursday, February 20th in the Atlantic High School Auditorium. If you'd like more information, contact the AHS Counseling Office at 243-5358. In our funeral announcements this morning, Byron Moore, age 69, who's formerly of the Cumberland area, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Byron Moore will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Lucille Clausen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lucille Clausen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died February 3rd. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be on Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Exira Event Center. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Durwood Purdy, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral and Masonic services for Durwood Purdy will be held today at Saturday, that is, at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Doug Jensen, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Doug Jensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church near Jacksonville. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Genevieve Wendt, Connor Bishop, age 96, of Lenexa, Kansas, and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday at the Greenwood Terrace Retirement Community in Lenexa. Celebration of Life memorial services for Genevieve Bishop will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joe B. Muherder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Joe Muherder will be held this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Walter McCurdy, age 87, of Messina, died Sunday at the Creston Specialty Care. A prayer service for Walter McCurdy will be this Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Jeffrey Jeff Roberts, age 60, of Anita, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jeff Roberts will be this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Marlene Radke, age 83, of New Glarus, Wisconsin, and formerly of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Marlene Radke will be at next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. John Larry, age 75, of Messina, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for John Larry are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Mark Mudd, age 53, formerly of Atlantic, died February 6th in Missouri. A celebration of life for Mark Mudd will be held at a later date. Poland Thompson Funeral Home of Cameron, Missouri, has the arrangements. And Dennis Graham, age 69, of Charter Oak and formerly of Atlantic, died February 8th at the UNMC in Omaha. No services are planned for Dennis Graham. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.